Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Inventing best Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made.
Johnny Caravella Show on WKRP in Cincinnati. And now it's time to listen to one of my personal favorites. It's the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir with their beautiful rendition of You're Having My Baby.
Hey, listen, I've been thinking. I want to go ahead and change the format today.
Today?
Sure.
Just like that?
Why not?
Well, I don't have any records.
Now you do.
Listen, Andy, it's been quite a while since I worked in a rock station.
So?
So, I think maybe you should look for somebody else. About 15 years younger.
You're my man.
Listen, I really appreciate it. I do.
You can do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just do it.
Okay. Well, it's goodbye to the elevator music. All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here. What? We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Umbasa! Umbasa to the
zombie!
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. How's everybody doing this week? I just love coming in the studio with like 90 seconds to spare to get my stuff all set up. But I think we got the first three songs off without a hitch there, thankfully. What did we hear? Well, we just started the show with Linnea's Garden with her brand new single that is being released today. I was lucky enough to get an advanced copy of it last week. It's called Looking. It's going to be coming off her album called Fashion Show. That you can find on Red Records. And I have to check, well, it's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Linnea. And I have to check to see if she's actually playing tonight. She might be in the jungle. I have to double check. That's what happens when you don't have a lot of, you only have 90 seconds to set your stuff up. We in between. Well, we heard some Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood with some Velvet Morning off of the Movin' with Nancy LP from Reprise back in 1968. A little ode to Johnny Fever, played by Howard Hessman, who passed away last week. I was trying to get that on the show for last week, but for some reason wasn't letting me do it, and I had to get into the station or I would have been late. So I finally was able to fix what I had to, and I want to play a little ode to Johnny Fever, because I was a big fan of WKRP in Cincinnati when it was on. So that's why we played some Ramones' Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio. It's come off of their End of the Century LP from 1980. It says here Rhino, but I think originally it might have been Sire, maybe? I'm going to have to check that one out. Oh, and I see CD3 is now working, I guess. It doesn't repeat anymore. So that means that since the background music is finishing up, it's time for Chris to get off the air and get back to the music. But I do want to say hello, because I know that Brian is out there, Trish is out there, and who else is out there? If you're listening via the internet and you have Facebook, you can go to the Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook and give me a shout out that way. Anyways, I got some new music from Bad Idea USA that I saw last weekend and really dug their stuff. And I see that they are from Somerville. Who knew? That's coming up next here on Strike the Box.
Yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
She told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know that now. too, and you know you should be glad. She said you heard a song, she almost lost her mind. Now she said she knows you're not the hurting kind. She said she loves you, you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. It's up to you, I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too, apologize to her. Because she loves you, you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh man, the kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone and afraid, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Everyone heard two shots ring out. One shot made liberty fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
Talk about it.
certainly have gone all over the place with that playlist. We just finished up there with some Bette Davis. Some have called her the Queen of Funk. Sadly, she just passed away yesterday at the age of 77. You just heard They Say I'm Different from 1974 off of the album They Say I'm Different. She produced it herself. It says here she only had four studio albums, 73, 74, 75, and then she released another one back in 2000 called Is It Love or Desire? There's also a documentary on her, I believe, back in 2017 called They Say I'm Different. Bette Davis. We started things with some Bad Idea USA with their song Shortcut that they were very nice enough to send to me, and I appreciate it. It's on their EP called Bad Idea USA, and hopefully they can get picked up by somebody, maybe one of the local record labels, so that this stuff can get put out. And again, it's called Bad Idea USA. You can find their Bandcamp page on Bandcamp. The Beatles, because we got stormed 58 years ago this week. It was back in February 7th when they landed in New York City at JFK. And it was 58 years ago last night when they made their television debut on the Ed Sullivan Show. Kind of threw a curveball to you because I played She Loves You, which was not the first song that they played on that set. First song they played on that set was All My Lovin', but I wanted to be a little different there, so. Then we heard Mickey Lee's Mutated Music with Lost in Space. It's off of their album called Variants of Vibe off of Wicked Cool Records. Some Gene Pitney, like I said, we were all over the place in that set. Some Gene Pitney with The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Off of the Only Love Can Break a Heart LP from 1962. So hopefully you are enjoying this week's show. It's freeform, gotta admit that. And although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy. Requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from the WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. I think we're going to go from funk to a little bit of rock and roll country next here on Strike the Box.
About a Jackson. Hey! No. Well, Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. Oh, Lordy, how they could love. Ah, they swore to be true to each other. Ah, just as true as stars above. He was a man. What had he done wrong? I ain't gonna tell you no story.
So here's some rock and roll history for you. We just finished up with some Claire Lane with Frankie and Johnny. It's on a compilation from Romulan Records called Girls in the Garage, Volume 8. But actually, and if I can open this up here, it was released on the Mala label back in 1962. Claire Lane was a drummer, and she was also a drummer for the Ramrods, that you can hear in the background here doing Ghost Riders in the Sky. So there is some rock and roll history for you. Yes, uh-huh. We started things off, though. Who did we start off with? Miss Georgia Peach with Jackson. Comes off of her new album that's coming out soon from Rumbar Records called Aloha from Kentucky. Followed it up with some Wanda Jackson with Let's Have a Party from 1960. I believe it was a Capitol release. I have it on my compilation called Queen of Rockabilly. Some Blondie with Hanging on the Telephone. In the computer it says Best of Blondie. I forget which LP. I think it was on their first LP. We'll look that one up. Misos with Girls off of their EP called The Misos. Self-released in 2021. Trish is always tuning in, so I appreciate it. She is the lead singer for them. And as I said, we finished up with some Claire Lane. And I got some Jimbo Jones listening in. So I think it's time for some Key of Caustic, coming up here next on Strike the Box.
the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your song.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out.